Hello, friends. Are you living as children of the light? This is the Tuesday of Holy Week, and we are on our journey to the cross with Christ. Today's daily gospel reading is John 12, verses 20 through 36. People outside Christ's community have heard about him, and they want to see Jesus too. He sees this as a sign from God. He says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor." Then Christ admits the trouble in his soul. He knows what's coming, and it makes him troubled. He is anxious, unhappy. He is human, like us, and yet without sin. In John 12, 27, he says, "And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It is for this reason that I have come to this hour." He has sought the will of God, and he chooses to do it without question or complaint, despite the anxious feelings inside. I think most of us are crying out, "Save me from this hour." We are feeling anxious and want this situation to end so that we may return to the routine of our lives as they were before COVID-19. The Lord wants us to share those feelings with him. He wants us to be our true selves with him, but he also wants us to be obedient and trust in him in spite of how we feel. We all want to be spared from pain and suffering, and yet our Savior says, "Pick up your cross and follow me." He didn't seek out the easy path. He trusted God to lead him and strengthen him on the righteous path. Instead of focusing today on how we want the difficulties and uncertainties to end, or what we don't have or can't do, let us focus on Jesus and seeing the goodness of God in this world. I see it in the kindness of my family and community. I see it in the beautiful blossoms of the flowering trees. Spring is lovely in Ohio. I hear it when the birds sing as the rain waters the earth. They are singing God's praises. This is an opportunity for our faith to shine and grow, and that we may reveal to the world that we are children of the light, not because of what we can do in our own strength, but because the light of the world lives in us, and we have hope in him. Let us pray. Holy God, thank you for sending Jesus to be the light of the world, a light that never dims. Help us to focus on the light within and around us and not dwell in the darkness. Grant us your peace as we focus on you and what you are doing in us as we shelter in place for the sake of our well-being and the well-being of our community and world. Help us to see your goodness and grace all around and sing your praises with all creation. Amen.